Get Real, Man. I guess it's live from Solidarity Realty Studio in downtown Madison, part of the Civic Media Network. Welcome to Outside the Pizza Box. And locally, you would be tuned into Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And, of course, there are several other affiliates all across the state, and you can follow us on Apple, Google Podcast, Cloud, just about everything. And you can even join in on the show. The studio line is, what is it again?
It is 844-967-2789.
And you know, I knew that. I was just trying to get Nate in. That is nice guy Nate, or news guy Nate. I'm Pizza Box Mike. And I got to tell you, the Republican Party, you might as well, like, their chance should be mind Trump. Aside from the fact that the clown decides to use, language straight from the Hitler handbook, man. I mean, what'd you say he said? I've never read Hitler.
No, he's never read Hitler. Not at all.
Who says that? Yeah, but first of all, I kind of believe it because I don't think he can read anything. I mean, listening to that was just kind of like, wow, man, I can't believe he said that about, immigrants poisoning the blood of the nation. I mean, I'm like, damn, that is exactly what he said. And then, so I go to turn on, like, the far wrong. By the way, I have internet now. I'm no longer doing cable, right? And so now I'm getting, like, One America News, OAN. And some of these guys are just awful, but I watch it now. I can, and like, I'll be laughing through part of it. And then other times I'm like swearing and saying, you you're so ugly, dude. And nobody looks like you, wants to look like you. You're so plastic. I can't believe you're not like cracking into little pieces right now. And when you go home, is there anybody there that loves you? And that's the only way I can watch it. It's to think all these horrible things that must go on in their life for them to do this stuff. But Trump, he goes on the road and they had some spokesperson for Save America, something or whatever it is. And here's this lady, of course, wearing, nice legs, nice looking gal, right? Well, yeah, she's in realty. and she's probably like, how much are you going to pay me to do this? Okay, I'll do it, right? Come on. That's what this is all about. Money can buy just about any damn thing except love, supposedly. I don't know. We'd have to, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But Trump, I mean, the guy can do just about anything he wants, say anything he wants. Look at, he and Rudy Giuliani have been found guilty of defamation of character and ordered to pay all this. And Rudy just can't shut the F up, man. He goes and doubles down on it. But then just like in the movies, when you start feeling good that, the good guys are going to win. Then they go and, start the filing the bankruptcy process. And, sorry, you're not going to get anything out of it. Each family, you know what I mean? We've seen it. But it's like that. The reason why these guys in Hollywood make these movies, people, is to prepare for you when they actually do it, okay, and get away with it. Watching insurance companies. That's what's going on here, people. There is like a serious class war going on in this country, and those of you in the middle, and you know who you are, you're the problem. And I can prove it so many different ways, right? First of all, who can't beat Trump? Well, besides Hillary, I mean. Okay. But if you don't think that we're being played by both parties, then you're missing something here. And I don't mean these people that, I was talking to Nate. I'm telling him, these independents, people that call themselves independents, they just don't want anybody to know that they're either voting one way or the other. Then they can't be blamed for anything because, I'm not either, but what choice do I have, Well, the only true independent I know or met through all this last, by the way, comparing us to January 6th. I just, 2011 at Wisconsin to January 26th. Yeah, I think we should like show film of both. I think that people need to start seeing that. And why don't you guys do your job in the news media and put out the facts and everything? Because you let them get away with all this stuff. They're out there just making all these claims, and you're like, yeah, but. And you should be going, you know, I can't say some of the things I'd be saying. And you better, you know. You're a liar. Okay, let's start with that. And just say that's absolutely false. And you're lying to people. But see, the corporate media, they like this, you know. Ooh, you know, they like the excitement, the thrill, the fight, the battle while we're all going through. And that, they're just fleecing us economically. And environmentally, 844-967-2789. But to watch these guys go out there and say that those people on the left, man, if they keep doing all this stuff, man, you know, there's going to be violence. There's going to be violence, and they're going to be the ones that caused it, even though they're not going to be the ones that did the violence, right? It'll be you guys doing the violence like you always do. Like, when you accuse people on the left of violence and you don't even have any examples of that. Like, what are you talking about? What did the left do? Now, and don't say that it was, you know, because there are a lot of times that people commit violence and then automatically people try to say, well, those were Republicans or those were Democrats. When you know there's people out there that don't give a damn about politics, and that's not why certain things happen. Okay. That's not all violence is political. That only comes from the Republicans. And then they say that somebody else made it happen. You said things and it got people angry, and it got people angry because you guys are out there lying about what people are saying and what's real and what's true. And I just can't believe we got this many dumbasses in our Congress. Well, all the things that are going on in the world right now. And if you think I was wrong about, you know, the situation in Israel and Pakistan, I would challenge you again. I mean, last week it was pretty sad. You know, three guys get released and, you know, they're screaming and, you know, a guy's waving a white shirt or whatever. None of them had shirts on, and they're yelling, help, help. And, you know, Israeli Defense Force, the IDF, right? Doesn't sound like anything fascist at all. You know, just like all the KGB or the CIA or any of those organizations, right? The hidden organizations that you guys always cry about. All this stuff going on. And, oh, wait, aren't they on vacation now? Yeah. What are you, 3 weeks or something like that? Because there's nothing really pressing going on. Oh, wait, you know, I mean, they get to go to a break because they're not holding us hostage on the, you know, any of the budget or anything like that. That's not till they get back, right? Meanwhile, what the Wisconsin Supreme Court, yes, the state Supreme Court, you know, ruled fairly, by the way, 4-3, that the maps in Wisconsin for elections are not fair. So now we've got till March 15th, I think it is, for them to do a bipartisan, you know, who knows? These guys will try and delay it and delay it and delay it, because that's what the Republican Party does. They obstruct the American people. And I've got enough complaints about the Democratic Party. But if you think for a minute that voting for Republicans would be better than at least trying to get more progressives into the Democratic Party, you're absolutely mistaken. Absolutely mistaken. You know, there's a reason why some of these guys are leaving the party and leaving early, right? And we got somebody on, but what, we only got a minute left?
Yeah, we're coming up. We'll take them in a little bit here. We don't have to take them right away.
Okay, so, yeah, so we take them after the break then? Yeah. Now, where was I? I should have been paying more attention. You know what? Go ahead and take Paul. Let's do it. Wisco Paul. You're on, man.
Oh, I thought you were going to wait till after the
break. Yeah, I was. Michael. You know, and if you get long-winded, you can go ahead and come back after the break, too.
Oh, okay, well, it doesn't take long for me to get on a roll. And there's so much stuff going on, Michael. G6 was utter violence. I don't know how all people have to do is look at the video, and if you can't say that was a violent insurrection, then you're smoking something.
Yeah, and they had to, remember, they had to show burning cars with palm trees in the background because they couldn't find anything real and people bought that for a little while till we pointed out that, no, we don't have palm trees in Wisconsin. Well, at least not yet. It'll be like around 2050 or somewhere in there after climate change we'll have them.
Yeah, well, Republicans are kind of amazing. I don't know where we're headed, but there's a lot of stuff going on. But on the plus side, Michael, the Supreme Court ruling today in the state of Wisconsin means we should get democracy back, and that's a step in the right direction in this state anyway. And I hear the music if you want me to.
No, you can keep going, man, all the way. Keep going. That means we got a minute left, so you got time yet.
Okay, well,
but, you know, it's kind of funny that Congress goes to the break and I'm playing Money for Nothing. Chicks for free, unless your name's Matt Gaetz.
Well, at any rate, the state of Wisconsin is taking a big step in the right direction, and democracy is back. And, you know, it's been, almost 13 years since Walker did the Act 10 thing. So it took a while, but we're finally back, Michael. And, I talk a little bit about the environment, but I'll let you go.
Yeah, it should be, you know, night. 50 degrees and sunny the next couple of days.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, well, I'll talk about that. You bet, man. We come back from the break. We got more to talk about Wisconsin and nation and worldwide. Mushroom tea is really good, isn't it? That's what I like about my music selection. It's just so broad. It doesn't matter, but, you know, they always have those things up. Hey, who was the best band in, like, the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s? And, like, the Rolling Stones, man. They're drinking blood, something. There's no way Keith Richards turned 80 last week and that they're still doing music. But, Republicans in Wisconsin, you know, if they aren't like trying to tear up the Constitution or destroy education or prevent workers from organizing for better standards, better quality of life, better safety, insurance. All the things that legislators get through us, by the way. It's just amazing how anybody could get elected when they've done nothing but obstruct the same things they get, the same quality of life. You're going to have to do the phones for me, too, because, hold on, maybe I could get my... No, my screen doesn't want to move. There it is. I moved it over, so... Anyway, let's go to Dave from Mequon. I haven't heard from Dave in a while.
Hey, Pizza Box. I honestly didn't know that you had a nighttime show.
Yeah, suck in the day, they throw you on at night somewhere, right?
No man's land. Anyways.
Yeah, I like Friday night, man. Friday night's cool, but it's not that late. It is kind of late for me. I fall asleep around 7, so, you know.
Okay.
But
all I can tell you is they had a great fish fry at Hubbard Park in Shorewood. I highly recommend it. And I'm sure if you've ever been there, but if you do get in this area, you definitely should go there.
Hey, you know, Dave, anyway, I did Friday Night Fish Fries for decades. I was the main guy. I did all the cooking sometimes. So, but yeah, I'll try it sometime. You know, last thing I wanted to do when I got done doing 200-300, you know, fish dinners and whatever else was in there, was eat a piece of fish. I just wanted to collapse outside the kitchen somewhere. Right. Go ahead, man.
All right. So really quickly, I just want to get your take, just kind of throw it at you with the president of Harvard. What are your thoughts with all the plagiarism stuff and all that stuff that's going on and the whole thing with, you know, she didn't denounce the genocide against Jews. I'm just curious to get your take on that.
Well, I started watching some of that, and it's amazing when I watch like the middle or the corporate news, their version of it, yep, versus like OAN and some of the others. And then I start thinking to myself, I'm like, you know, this is kind of why I never really liked the fact that people can use, or people put so much weight in someone having a degree, or, you know, and then becoming a senator. And because of that everybody's supposed to respect them. But I didn't see anything, to be honest with you, from the Harvard people, except for, we're not going to answer your questions that are steered towards trying to make you look like you're anti-Semitic, when the same people that are voting for the people asking those questions, Dave, are the ones that break into a classroom at the university or paint swastikas on stuff or yell stuff at black women when they're walking through the sorority in the streets like they have here in Madison. So, I mean, you can say, you know, what do I think about them not denouncing it? What I saw them doing was not going into the trap that they were trying to lead them into to make it look like they need policy to protect Jewish people on their campuses, when all they need to do is really protect them from the Republican Party. And if they did that, then the Republicans would scream that you're taking away people's free speech and everything else. It's kind of like a catch-22, right? Where, you know, the Republicans do things and Trump calls people to fight and to take back. Otherwise, you're going to lose your country. And you know, people say that he shouldn't be held responsible, or that Colorado can't do what they did because he hasn't been convicted. There's nothing in there that says he has to be convicted. All it says is this is what he did. And if people want to say that Donald Trump didn't commit insurrection, let's just let all of Donald's words from the day that he lost till now and just take every quip where he says it himself, just like when he said, grab her by this and you can do this and you can do this to women. And you know, people coming across the border are all murderers and rapists and stuff. And the only one I know that's a rapist bigger than Trump was probably his buddy Epstein. And, you know, maybe he's on that list that's going to be released. But all these guys, Dave, all these guys have access to cover and protection. So the same people that are, you know, going after Trump in the primary and are trying to defeat him in the primary are defending him over his Nazi statements, dude. Really? That's how far bad it is in this country, when you're telling me that Nikki Haley and Liz Cheney, this is the new middle for America. Those women, right? And said, but if she did win the primary, she probably would beat Joe Biden. And I don't think it's because he's old, Dame. I think it's because he's tired. And I think it's because we're tired of the policies that he's been connected to the entire time that he's been in there, just like all the other establishment people on the left or the right. There is no establishment on the left. And that's why I do this show, because we need to have an establishment of the people on the left, because that's us, man. There really is no left or right, Dave. There's right and wrong. And I will debate anybody on right and wrong, and specifically that.
Well, I will say this. I think there's no question, we need to get some new blood At Congress, Senate level, I mean, some of these people, unfortunately, they really should be in a nursing home. And I'm being very serious about that.
Well, yeah, we already saw that with Dianne Feinstein. We've seen it with Mitch McConnell. Yeah. And, you know, there's other people that, you know, there's been justices on the Supreme Court that, you know, just refuse to leave. Thanks a lot, Dave. I appreciate it, man. The things that we need to be agreeing on are not politics, people. Just, we need to agree on things like science, math, history, things that you can actually add up and back up with facts. Because if you're just going to go with this crazy notion that you can do whatever you want in this world, man, you're being shaken down, just like Bob Seger says here. It is a shakedown. It's all about money for these guys that are making the decisions. And they're not making the decisions that most people that vote would like to see done. If you don't agree with me, come on back. I'll argue after the break. Artificial intelligence, robots. We don't have to make our own sandwiches anymore or wipe our own butts. We can just lay here and be fed corporate pudding and all the other stuff that people consume. But, I do like that internet stuff better, you know, $30 a month. And even after a year, it'll be $60, whatever. I can look at all this stuff I had to choose from. It's pretty cool, actually. But I'm listening. That OAN, I can't get off. Nate says he prefers Newsmax, you know, a little more accurate.
Yeah, someone I can trust.
Is that their line? Someone you can trust?
Yeah, probably.
One America News. Well, they're already at it, though. With COVID on the rise, I'm watching this total misinformation again. People online saying that, you know, it was only 1% effective at fighting COVID. It's crazy stuff, crazy time, and it's working. That spokesperson woman, she was like, oh, Trump's the new shiny object. No, he's not. He's greasy and nasty, man. And I mean, I don't know where they come up with Trump being like this great accomplishment of. I'm looking at some of the pictures, man. He's like, you see a picture from behind at the podium, and he's kind of like bent sideways, you know. Like he's got a wire up his behind holding him. That guy's rod has a rod up its ass. Hey, let's go to Joanne in Madison. How are you tonight, Joanne?
Really good. I really like the shift in theme to the future and artificial intelligence and robotics and all of that. And I have a little story to tell. I first want to congratulate you for the successes recently. I mean, for the Supreme Court to flip that map decision. It's your work and the devil's advocate's work and all of these great minds and hearts that continued pressing the flesh and keeping going, even though it seems so dark. So
oh, yes.
You might actually have.
You know what? I wouldn't take my foot off their throat just yet. And we haven't quite achieved the foot on the throat. You know, they'll give in. They're not that tough. But what they are is that great at, you know, messaging lies. And when the Democrats could easily win by messaging truths, but they choose not to because they're owned and they can only say certain things, Joanne. We can't go too far. Yes, you can. The only thing you can't do is not go far enough, which is what you've done my whole lifetime. Go ahead.
All right. But what happened was the devil's advocate had a game where they were telling us to come up with jokes about Rudy Giuliani being broke, and everybody's listening to this. I don't know if you heard that show, but everybody else who's listening to this, I'm sure heard the show. We're all regulars, and there's a big group of us who watch, who listen to you regularly. And so what I did was, in the theme of artificial intelligence, I just went on ChatGPT and said, write me some jokes about Giuliani being broke, Rudy Giuliani being broke. Okay? And so the first one was one that came up in the discussion, you know, when we were doing things. It wasn't a very good joke. But there was one I didn't hear that's very original. What do you call Rudy Giuliani's bank account?
A Rudy Awakening. Okay. Oh, a Rudy Awakening. That's not bad.
A Rudy Awakening. Yeah. I know. And this is a computer that came up with this.
Well, you know, here's the thing about artificial intelligence. They're programmed. It'll be programmed by people. So it's still going to be making the same kind of decisions that humans would make. And for the most part, I'd say that's good, that they're not going to turn into Arnold Schwarzenegger and come back and just crush all our skulls. And, you know, but I did just watch Maximum Overdrive last night, so I don't know.
Ooh, well, fun. And of course, with the weekend and all that, you'll have some more time. But I got another one, okay?
Yep.
Why did Rudy Giuliani go to the dentist? Because he had a cavity in his wallet.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Well, you know, he's got, if he goes to, never mind. I'm not gonna say some of the things that just came to my mind. All made possible by you, just, you know, making me go there in my mind. So that just shows
one
you how
more,
much.
Though. This is
okay. Stimulate me some
okay,
more.
This is the last one that the computer came up with.
Okay.
What did Rudy Giuliani say when he saw a penny on the ground?
Ooh, my lucky day. I don't know.
No, he says, there's my legal fee. His
right.
Services aren't worth anywhere. If computers could be that smart to come up with jokes like that, maybe the future won't be all that bad.
Nah.
I know the computers will recognize your great, great, great intelligence, and you'll be on easy street.
Well, thank you. But and thanks again. But here's what I think. If computers were so great, I wouldn't get beat on so many really good hands of Texas Hold'em that I get beat on, which is, I mean, oh, river card. Oh, you mean you didn't have nothing? And the whole time I knew I had a high pair, you know, I had pocket kings and there wasn't anything higher than that on the board. And then you hook a second pair and nothing would. I think they stayed on something like 9 deuce and got a pair of deuces and nines over the kings I had. But it happens all the time. So I'm not so sure. You know, when I'm playing those games and it's not for money and, you know, millions of chips is not, I still play the game the way it's supposed to be played, Nate. And then, you know, I'll get beat several times when I shouldn't, whatever, feel like I shouldn't. But because it's not for money and everybody has as much, you know, there's always a clown that goes, you know, 4 million all in every hand, you know, and he loses them and then he keeps coming back. And then, you know, so I just sit there and I wait. I wait till I have pocket aces or something. Then I all of a sudden, wow, that was a $16 million pot. That was nice. You know, every once in a while you get burned. I can't ever get a doggone flush. Anyway, I don't know how we started talking about that, but the Koch brothers are giving money to Nikki Haley. So then that means Trump calls her part of the establishment when, if I'm not mistaken, the Kochs have always funded Trump, haven't they, until just recently? I mean, well, it don't matter who makes it through the primary. The Republicans all end up voting for them, whether they're a rapist or a fascist or a Nazi or, you know, Lindsey Graham. I guess they aren't just old anymore. These guys are tired, man. Even Lindsey Graham is like, oh, my God, he's gotten old in the last year. I mean, did somebody let something out of his closet and he aged like 10 years just like that? Something was keeping his age back. But Really, these guys are great at organizing, like, racist, ignorant. Look, all you got to do is look at January 6th. You got all the worst cops and military dudes to get on the march, man. Yeah, we back to blue. You know, they're such patriots, they come up with their own flag, right? That's like, you know, the Confederacy, man. Sorry things aren't going your way, guys. But, you know, this is what happens when you go in and steal somebody else's land and destroy their culture and try and set up a democracy of your own that's been built on genocide and racism and slavery and sexism. And it's like never been more. I mean, here they are going after women all the time. And it's like, man, you know, I really like it when women are making the decisions. Well, for the most part, except for when I'm being lazy and they want you to do something that you should be doing it. And, you know, the normal thing for the man is, I'll get there, whatever, you know. I've just sat down. I've always got excuses for why I don't, you know, and I do it all the time. I don't care who it is. I'll be like, oh, man. Maybe that's why I can't keep a job. But it's tougher and tougher. Look at all these things that are coming back, too, with flu and COVID are, like, peaking right now. And they say that the lung infection, the RSV, which I still haven't gotten my vaccination. But, you know, I kind of don't go anywhere. When I do, it's, you know, like, I'm not Frenching people, Nate, wherever I go. I'm not, you know, might be a tree hugger, but I'm not, you know, a lech or anything like that. I'm just kind of, I do kiss my cats quite a bit. I've had a really good week with my cats. I will say that. They understand that, you know, they can pretty much do whatever they want. And they're still going to have their litter scooped and food and water. And all they got to do is pretend like they're scared when I scold them for a couple seconds. And they're starting to play that game pretty good. Anyhow, what we're looking at here... If Trump wins, no matter who wins, okay, I'm at the point now where I just don't think Biden can defeat the next year of propaganda against him, however ridiculous some of it is, most of it is. There's a reason why so many of us are uncomfortable with it. It's still the same old, right? It's like, you know, a lesser of two evils. We're still funding war. By the way, the Republicans, if they're for, you know, throwing all kinds of money into Israel to destroy Palestine, because that's what it is at this point, I guess as a Democrat, that should be like a, you know, a red flag to you. But if you're afraid, oh, by all means, you know, bomb the hell out of Palestine because you're afraid of what? What are you afraid of? If you're so afraid, why would you continue with policies that only rile up those in the industry of terrorism and violence, right? But the Republicans sow that here, so yeah, why not? Why not? Like they're saying on their stupid shows. Oh, it'll be their fault that we started killing those bastards, right? I just sit there and shake my head. This kid, is this really happening? Live time right here. Everybody's, and then I watch the commercials in between, and it don't even matter if it's, you know, one of the podcasts or if it's not politics or whatever, in between movies and stuff. You had some pretty bad ads running out there that make people think they should do something that they actually shouldn't. It's pretty bad. There's not a whole lot of truth in advertising anymore. And I don't mean for the products that you're purchasing. I'm talking about the politics associated with it. And this fake-ass capitalism where, you know, there's free and open competition and you're free to take a minimum wage job. You know, when you look at the federal minimum wage, do you know what it is, Nate?
What is it?
$7.25. It still is. That's not funny. I mean, I don't mean to laugh, but it's like they... You know, we're here fighting for 15 and most are paying 10 to 12 or anything, but we can't raise that minimum wage past $7.25 because there's always people that are willing. Oh, isn't that something? You don't mind when people come across the border and take these low-wage jobs so that you can buy your cheap-ass products or have a higher standard of living. What? Because they don't get paid as much? You know how nasty people are, man. Corduroy pants. As funny as I can still. I'm glad I don't have it anymore. But yeah, that like corduroy suit. It was, at least it wasn't that bright orange kind of corduroy. Or I did have like bell bottoms that had like stripes in them, all different colors, maroon and stuff.
I was at an antique store this morning and I saw a bright orange corduroy suit. Maybe it was yours.
Yeah, well, these guys are wrecking me too. But the good old days, they're gone, man. I'm spending a lot of time watching 70s and 80s videos, like MTV stuff. Oh, I had a blast. I was laughing my ass off. Some of this stuff is really, really funny. And yeah, you'll hear one of them when we come back. You want to hear to the cut when we come back. One more segment. And playing guitar. Man, they had a lot of fun making music. Oh, that reminds me, don't forget to check out Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Stoughton. You can go to jeffsguitar.com and check out the videos he has there of his studio with all the shiny, nice new guitars you can buy, handmade, or repairs you might need, music lessons, and gift certificates all year round. And yeah, I'm going to be watching the dogs there this weekend, man. But yeah, check it out. I think Texas needs to secede from the Union, right? They're always, you know, like going to war against the federal government, you know? And I'm watching these clowns that are crying about the stuff that laws trying to be passed, you know, gun control and everything. I need to move to Florida. I'm like, yeah, you do. Yes, where the rest of you... But they're making fake videos, dude. They really are. They're like, oh, they're showing some guy at a pool was in, you know, he's a trans guy, older guy, 50. What's he doing changing with girls that are, you know, 13 years old in the swimming pool and stuff? And there's no evidence of any of that. And the guy's like this, you know. And then the guy that's filming it all and, like, what's he doing there filming all this stuff and calling the police while filming like he's a news guy? Weird looking dude. And then they go back to OAN. Oh, yeah, real America. And he goes, well, this was in Canada, but it's happening here too. And I'm like, what's happening here? They making videos, fake videos like that. And then you, like, you know, use that as news against transgender people. Damn, you guys are sick. Or the show Tipping Point. Well, you guys ought to know, man. You tip it. It's getting really, really, really bad. But Texas, you know, passing a law that they can just, you know, detain anybody and deport them at will. And then I just saw that the governor, you know, just sent a whole bunch of people to Chicago again. Paxton. Oh, my God. How can that guy still be their attorney general? He was found guilty of corruption. And the Republicans even found him guilty of it. But we're not going to, like, you know, kick him out of office or anything because, you know, he just, it's not that what he did was wrong. It was that he got caught. Shh. We'll just, like, you know, and then, oh, yeah. Oh, so Dan Patrick, I thought that used to be a guy on ESPN, but Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, he's in there saying that, well, if Colorado's going to kick off Trump off the ballot, then, you know, why don't we just do that to Biden for letting 2 million people come across our border and everything? Because Biden's down there every night. You know that, right? He's like cutting razor wire and he's got flashlights and stuff. And he's like, come on, you guys, come in here. Come in through here. And it's like, I don't think people understand that. Yeah, you know, especially when a guy, the president doesn't have as much authority as you think, unless Trump wins, of course. Then he can do whatever and you guys will be like, yay, yay, because, you know, freedom, even though none of it really applies to your lives and your quality of life, if you're lower or middle or lower income, is just, it is going to get worse. But hey, who hasn't, you know, heard of, you know, Christmas in the 50s? I do remember in October, I posted on Facebook that I believed it would be 60 degrees on Christmas. And I was way off. You know, it'll be low 50s, maybe mid 50s Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be 55. That's
when, on Monday or Sunday?
I think all both. Through the, yeah, I think all
through the night, I'm dreaming of a green Christmas with flowers and everything everywhere. Oh, this is not. But believe me, I'm going to just accept it for what it is, because today was the first day of winter. And it's also the day that we start getting a little bit more sunlight each and every day. So I'm already like, winter's half over as far as I'm concerned, because the worst part about winter is the long darkness throughout the day. Morning, noon, night, right? It don't last very long in the daytime. It doesn't rise as high. So I'm looking forward to that. But, you know, listening to meteorologists say, oh, don't worry, winter will be back in January. And I'm like, January? All right, man, it usually comes in like November in my world, but not recently. This is, I believe, the second December in the last 6 or 7 years where, you know, it's in the 50s, well into December. And, you know, but this is the latest I've seen it get into December, I think, and have it be, you know, 55 degrees. I don't know. They're always saying, oh, this is the last 60-degree day you're getting. That's why I said that. You know, I predicted that it would be 60 degrees on Christmas, because I'm not a fool, man. I am watching this happen by the hour, where they don't even really know. They can't really predict anything anymore. They can tell you, well, it's either going to be this or it's going to be this. Whereas before, when I was a kid, you know, if there was a chance of a tornado, you know, there was a pretty good chance you were going to see a thunderstorm and maybe a tornado. But now things shift and change. This trough to the northeast, where those guys are just getting pounded every winter now with either, you know, hurricane weather or, you know, Great Lakes snow. It didn't used to be like this. Not even just, you know, recently. By the way, last chance to call in, 844-967-2789. And no, we aren't going to do a live show next week, because there's not going to be a live show Friday. So, you know, we don't want to. It's not that Nate and I wouldn't do it. It's just that, why, you know, I would kind of like to do our 1 hour show. You know, I know it's going to just let down half the world that we don't. But we'll pick a good show for you to listen to, and then we'll be back the next week after that. But I'm looking forward to babysitting puppies. Oh, yeah, candy. I put that in there because, if I'm not mistaken, I heard Robin Voss say that he's thinking about medicinal marijuana. Way ahead of you, Robin, on a lot of things. You guys took us backwards too many years. Outside the Pizza Box, right here at Solidarity Realty Studio, part of the Civic Media Network, yeah. And we'll be back 2 weeks, man. Thanks.